天是美国的独立日，是美国的生日。
And so many of you, like me, are excited, and how fitting it is today that today in Women's World Cup Soccer, they'll be playing in the finals against Japan.
今天是女子世界杯足球的最后的决赛，是美国队对日本队。
Promises to be a good game. Here's the information on it. 4 p.m. in Vancouver, 6 p.m. Austin time.
这是今天晚上六点钟德州中部时间，美国中部时间。
So I encourage you to, you know, this is perfect for dinner time. I encourage you, we have a lot of people traveling this weekend. Many of you are in small groups already. I encourage you guys to watch this together, maybe at a restaurant or in a potluck. But I encourage you guys to get together in a few hours to watch this together, have some fellowship together.
我愿意鼓励大家一边看足球赛，一边彼此沟通，有很好的小组生活。
I'd like to ask Lorena to come to the front for a second.
我想请我的妻子 Lorena 到前面来。
She's actually going to help introduce the sermon today.
她今天将会帮助介绍今天的主题的讲道。
So Lorena is nervous about this sermon.
Lorena 今天有点紧张。
About a week and a half ago, I guess some big news happened in the Supreme Court of the United States.
上周美国最高法院宣告了一个新的政策。
So Lorena, would you like to just maybe say a few words?
Why don't you tee it up and then I'll.
We just want to say we'd like to approach this today with. I think a lot of people are afraid. I think when there's fear, people get angry.
我觉得今天我愿意来提这个话题，是因为我觉得很多人内心有恐惧和愤怒。
When Paul was, I think one thing that we want to do is, or I feel that it's on Paul's heart, is to help our congregation to try to engage in our world but to engage with, like, God's heart. And so one thing that I think he has been wanting to talk about is the Supreme Court ruling that happened recently. And so I grew up in a Chinese church, and so I'm a little nervous about this topic and the discussion of this topic.
因为我成长在一个华人教会，所以我不是特别心里对今天要提的这个最高法院的这个决定，我内心有一点不安。
And in thinking about why I'm nervous, I think it's not necessarily because I'm worried about myself, but I might be worried about, like, what my children or my child will be exposed to, and kind of is there a new norm or a new, like, way that I'm going to be forced to think because of now other pressures.
我的不安不仅仅是关于我自己的想法，而是我对我的小孩，我担心他将来会成长在怎样的环境，社会的是不是有了新的标准，我对小孩的成长的情况是，这是我主要不安的原因。
But I think I had to stop myself and just remember that God doesn't want us to fear, and this is not a surprise to him.
我觉得神并不喜悦看见我们恐惧，这件事情对神来说也应该不是惊喜。
And so I think Paul and I have been just praying all morning that everybody would just have an openness to discuss, like,
and a calmness
to discuss this as if in your family, and that it would just that you would come to be able to consider all sides and to have a thoughtful conclusion instead of whatever initial reaction you might have.
我跟 Paul 今天上午一直在进行祷告，我们想要进行一个平静的或者是说是就是没有愤怒的一个公开的一个讨论，而不是让大家起初的反应就是害怕的和恐惧的。
Let's pray as we unpack God's word together, and as we most of all listen to one another. God, as we handle tough topics, we want to right now most of all focus on you.
亲爱的天父，当我们来讨论不容易的题目的时候，让我们来眼睛仰望你。
Help us to be filled with compassion.
帮助我们啊，成为一个有同情心的人。
Help us to think critically.
帮助我们进行一些思考。
And once again, God, may I not be the sole teacher. May you be the teacher today.
求神你帮助我，不是我成为一个唯一的老师，而是你成为会众的老师。
Guiding us in a series of questions.
帮助我们在下面的问题中进行一定的思考和讨论。
In your mighty name we pray.
在你的名，以你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The sermon title today is a question to coerce, to convince, or to show servant compassion.
今天我们讲到的题目是强制，是说服，还是展示仆人的仁爱之心？
I'm going to read our one verse today, and then we will expand it in context. I'm going to read it in English.Deaconess Lay will read it in Chinese, and then I'm going to read 6-7 verses in English, and then Deaconess Lay will read 6-7 verses in Chinese.
Paul 将用英文先读这节圣经，然后我用中文再读一遍。
Congregation, read together to me in English, verse 13. Romans chapter 13, the one verse. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist...have been established by God. In Chinese?
我们来念罗马书第四三章第一节。在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所给命。
In context, I'm going to read the following verses in English, and then Deaconess Lay will also read the following verses in Chinese. In verse 2, it reads, Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority...is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right and you'll be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants.Agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. Verse 6, this is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.Let's do those following verses in context in Chinese now by Deaconess Lay.
所以我们现在读第二节，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的。刑罚那作恶的，所以你们必须顺服，不是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。
Thank you.The sermon title today is in three parts, to coerce, to convince, or to show servant compassion.
所以今天题目是由三部分组成，是强制，是说服，还是展示仆人仁爱之心。
If you remember the sermon from a month ago, the last combined service, my father said that it's not about what's best, it's not about what's right, it's not about what's right, it's not about what's wrong, it's about what's best.
如果大家还记得上一次联合聚会我父亲的信息的话，他是说这不是关于对的还是错的，乃是关于什么是最好的。
I'm going to model that same kind of thinking by saying we can coerce people to what we believe, we can convince people we want to believe, or we can show a third space, a third place, servant compassion.
今天我想用这样的类似的句型来说，我们可以把自己的信仰强制给别人，也可以说服别人来相信我们的信仰。
So
the, 更也可以展示仆人的仁爱之心。
So there's a few ways that we can approach this topic of the recent ruling.
所以有这样三个方法我们可以来解释这样的题目。
One, in about 15 minutes, most of you are going to be on your phones surfing, which is what I notice most combined services.
在下个15分钟里面大概有很多人会玩你的手机。
Which is typically the time then we have to preach louder, or Pastor Song has to preach louder to try to get your attention back in the sermon.
一般这个时候我跟张牧师都必须要提高了声音来吸引大家的注意力。
And I get that, because growing up in the church, I didn't like to be told what I have to believe. In other words, we're spoon-fed, and we either just agree or we tune out.
我特别理解这样的心情，因为我们去教会，我们就是像婴儿一样，被大家用勺子来喂我们的信息，告诉我们应该相信什么，不相信什么。
A second approach that we could do is what I'm going to try to do today, which is to ask a series of questions.
第二个方法是我今天想问一系列的问题。
I want to ask us a series of questions because I really believe that, first of all, we are each made in the image of God, and then therefore each of us is a theological being.
我们既然来教会，那我们每个人就是一个有神学观点的人，有神学观点的人。
And if that's the case, then each of us can learn by listening to each other's viewpoints.
那这样呢，就让我们能够有能力聆听彼此的观点。
So the first thing I'm going to start with is, I'm going to state that I am not gay, I am not lesbian, I am not bisexual.
首先我要声明的是我不是一个同性恋也不是一个双性人。
So I don't have first-hand experiences to draw from.
所以我并不是现身说法。
But I have first-hand friends that I can draw from.
但是我有我的直接的朋友我可以用来举例和说明。
The second premise I'm going to begin with this today is that I said each of us are theologians. I'm just an amateur theologian.
第二个前提是我们每个人都是业余的神学家。
In reality, all of us are.
事实上，我们每个人都是某种程度的神学家。
I want all of us at RCCA to be on a better road to better theology.
我希望我们每个人都能够在这样的道路上能够认识有更多的神学。
Always learning.
永远学习。
Never thinking that we know enough or have served enough.
从不停止思考或者停止认为自己已经服侍了足够。
I like Sister Wei. We understand basic ancient Greek.
我跟许巍一样，我们有一点知识，对于古希腊的历史有一定的知识。
Each of us in this room can just by using the computer look at the ancient Greek. So I've looked over the original sources and the texts that are debatable.
我看了一下，用计算机来搜索了一下关于古希腊的一些历史和一些可争辩的事实。
So the best Bible scholars, the best rabbis have been arguing about the importance of some texts for thousands of years.
所以我们最出色的圣经学者和最出色的以色那个犹太人的拉比，他们都一直在争辩一些事情。
And so the goal of theology is the goal we have today. Our goal today in worship is, and our mission as a church is not to shame people. It's not to argue about just one theological and moral point.And especially about just one sin of many sins in the Bible.
我们今天教会的使命不是为了使某些人羞愧，也不是为了争辩。我们只是今天就想来看一些关于神学的和道德的观点，关于一个罪。
All theology points back to this: that if God is really about God's really about one thing, God is about love. God is about His love for people, and He wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves.
耶稣爱神爱世人，他让我们爱我们的邻舍，所以这是所有的神学的基点之一。
It's what we call the royal law.
这是我们所称为的皇家定律。
God's love for all people, sinners and saints alike.
神爱所有的人，无论你是罪人与否。
Viewing each person as created in the image of God, should we not all be on the same side of more love, more grace, more inclusiveness than less?No matter your personal, theological, and moral viewpoint on the Supreme Court decision week and a half ago.
所以我们要看每个人实际上都是以神的面目所创造的。我们实际上都有共同的一个立场，那就是我们应该有更多的恩典和更多的包容。
I'm not going to give you a position on how to vote.
我不是想要大家劝说大家如何来投票选举。
Or a position on how to feel.
或者我也不是来教导大家该如何感受。
That is not the role of the pastor or the pulpit.
这不是我作为一个牧师应该做的事情。
The IRS also gives clear guidelines about this.
美国的一些联邦政府已经明显的、明确的说了是这样的一些规则。
And so RCCA, we have been respectful of this. We don't use the pulpit to advance political agendas.
所以磐石教会，我们认为我们不应该在讲台上来提到一些政治性的事情。
So there's a double thing here. Besides what Romans chapter 13 verse 1 asks us to submit to the government, and by doing so, the second part of it is the government asks us to not use the pulpit as a place for personal political agendas.
所以刚才我们罗马书读的内容是第一部分说让我们顺服掌权的，第二部分是说我们不要用教会的讲台来讨论政治上的事情。
So here's one thing I want to point out. Just because we see others on TV or in media or in print violating that doesn't mean that we're going to do that at this church.
如果你在电视上看见其他的教会有这样做，并不代表我们教会也会这么做。
The church was established 2,000 years ago and supposed to be a place known for its love.
当两千年教会初始创立的时候，教会是一个爱的地方。
How many people in this room are like me if they want to see this church to be that place of love for other people?
有多少人想像我一样，希望看到教会成为一个爱的场所
？I want RCCA to be known in our community, not just Cedar Park, not just Leander, not just Round Rock, but in the Austin area and hopefully beyond as we take our mission beyond.How many people want RCCA to be known as a community?
有多少人希望我们磐石教会成为一个社区，是超越了 Cedar Park、Leander 和 Austin 地理意义上和行政意义上的社区
？Based on the love of God.
根据神的爱的定义。
How many people? And so together, perhaps you might join me. It is my responsibility to push each of us off the ledge of hate and ignorance.If that is where we have landed after each of our spiritual journeys leading to this day.
所以从属灵的意义上来说，我认为是我的责任来带领大家走出愤恨，走出无知，来寻求更高的属灵的道路。
I say this because after 3 years and 1 month of being here,
我来这个教会有三年零一个月了。
I've observed all kinds of communication.
我观察了一些很有意思的沟通。
I've observed all kinds of debate.
我也注意到了有一些的争论
，and arguing，
有一些的讨论。
I've heard all the reasons and how it comes from cultural this or cultural revolution that.、And、I just got to tell you, I it gets tiring.
我听了很多以后，我就有点疲惫了。
It just gets tiring because it's like we're this hybrid of Chinese culture and the real values of a loving God.
我在这个教会里看到了一个复杂的情形，就是我们想要将中国文化和神的爱，混在一起。
Lorena's asked me to correct this paragraph to be softer, so I'm going to say this: that I appreciate that some of you have told me the way that you were culturally raised.
所以我感激很多人告诉我，这是大家文化上的差异。
That you have this hybrid way of thinking of the old way of cultural revolution, post-cultural revolution, communist China.And you're fusing that with this new type of attitude from the Spirit of God.
我们很多人成长的背景是文化大革命和后文化大革命的改革的开放的理论，还有以及现在我们想把神的理论融合在一起。
And that sometimes that old angerness and that bitterness pushes you to this ledge.
有的时候你过去的苦读可能会造成你今天的愤恨。
And I want to say this: we will always be here to talk people off the ledge.
我想告诉大家是说我愿意帮助大家来把大家从那个深渊里走出来。
We are halfway through the year of 2015, and I say this lovingly after I've heard all the gossip that happens in our church, in our leadership meetings, in our this meeting, pastoral meeting, this meeting. You know, the talk so far this year, we had to talk extensively about divorce.
我今年已经过半了。我们今天的很多的同工会长执会，我们讲了许多的离婚的事。
And who can remarry?
是谁可以重新结婚
？And then there's always this backdrop of women in ministry.
还有关于女性的服事。
And my observation is that a lot of this comes from a hybrid personal view mixed with the Bible and not a high-level appreciation of theology and civility, because sometimes this discussion just gets really nasty.
所以真正的爱来自于一个人高水准的文明 和对神的理解和爱。
I'm tired of it, aren't you guys?
我已经对这些讨论有点疲惫了。
And it's with that warning and with this background that I want to enter into those groups of 3 to 5 people that you 10 minutes ago just warmly introduced yourselves to.
请大家组成小组，跟刚才你问候的那些3到4个人成一个小组。
In groups of 3 to 5, say it together with me. I know some of you that speak Chinese can read English. Please say it together with me. We're going to do this calmly, respectfully, openly.
所以我们的讨论将是平静的，充满尊敬的，并且是公开的。
Okay, you got your groups? Start looking around at your groups of 3 to 5. I want you to answer two. We're going to have so many questions today. Here's the first question.
环视四周，你有没有找到你3到5人的一个小组，你可以讨论的呢？现在是我们的问题在这里。
What is civil marriage? You have 3 minutes. Go. What is civil marriage?
什么是民事婚姻？请大家讨论什么是民事的婚姻。
Okay, I hear some of you already overlaying the idea of civil marriage and then this word. So go into question number 2. What is religious marriage? Continue for 2-3 more minutes. Discuss, go.
下面的2到3分钟，请大家来讨论什么是宗教上的婚姻的定义。
Quick raise of hands. For how many people, there's no right, there's no wrong. For how many people, which one is more important? For how many people think that a civil marriage is more important than a religious marriage? Raise a hand.
有多少人觉得民事婚姻比宗教婚姻更为重要？请大家举手。
How many people think that it's a religious marriage is more important than civil marriage? Raise a hand.
有多少人认为宗教婚姻比民事婚姻更为重要？
How many people don't know?
有多少人不知道你在说什么？
How many people never want to get married?
有多少人永远不想结婚？
Michelle and Alice, Grayson, raise his hand. Civil marriage.
There's a question over there.
Oh, question. Mm-hmm. Is there a question? Yeah, well, you don't know the definition of religious marriage? Deaconess Lay is going to explain in 3 minutes. It's coming up. Civil marriage is marriage in the eyes of the law, secured in this country, United States, by a marriage license signed by someone who the state has authorized to sign these kinds of things.
所以民事上的婚姻的定义呢，应该是符合法律的一个婚姻的过程。一般呢，由国家给你印上盖上图章，来证明你是合法的婚姻。这个过程呢，是由权威机构来做的。
Aha. So Lucy asked a very good question. So what is the definition of a religious marriage, which would be this religious marriage?On the other hand, is marriage in the eyes of your particular faith tradition. For many, this is a sacramental union, as sacred as communion and baptism. Now, this isn't always the case. This union should mean that people will love each other exclusively, serve one another, nurture one another socially, emotionally, physically.
所以一个宗教上的婚姻呢，是符合一个人信仰上的一个传统的一个程序。就是要彼此唯一的相爱，而且彼此服侍然后呢，在社会上、情感上和体力上能够彼此养育和关爱。
So it's important to see that there is a distinction between civil marriage, religious marriage. Here's the interesting thing. Previous to last week's ruling, many gay couples that were married in America.We're actually married in this union,
所以
not the top one.
我们看到这两种婚姻是有不同的地方在的。在上周的最高法院提出的这个法律之前，很多的同性婚姻呢，他们都是在宗教上的婚姻这个步骤来实现了他们的婚姻的愿望。
It depended on the type of Protestant denomination, because Catholics outright reject gay marriage.Certain Protestant denominations, mainly Episcopalian, Methodist, PCUSA, allowed gay marriage. So actually, religious ceremonies have been going on for years, but no one's been picketing that. Because we let each family in the Christian family decide.
在宗教上来说，在美国的宗教上的很多的流派，他们是同意同性恋结婚的，所以这些同性恋就在那些同意的流派的教会里面举行了他们的婚礼。
So no matter, so I can already tell already right here, there's like civil marriage, religious marriage, the gears are turning here. When I first came to this church three years ago, Deacon Coleman at the time told me that the average family in the church had faith about 6 to 7 years based on the survey that he did.
在我刚到教会的时候，克明那个时候说他做了一个调查，我们教会的平均的信主的年份是家庭是6到7年。
That means that for most of you, 3 years later, most of you, the average, your family has had faith in your family 10 to 12 years.
那三年以后的今天，那这个数据就说明你的家庭一般会在7到10年的这样一个信主的过程里面。
Follow me here. This means that many of you came to know Jesus.After you were married.
所以很多人你们才认识耶稣是你们婚姻以后是你们结婚以后你们才认识的耶稣。
Were you married in a religious ceremony? Or were you married in a civil ceremony?
你们结婚的时候是民事的结婚还是宗教型的结婚呢?
Questions are important. Does God accept you or your marriage any less because after you became a Christian?
你觉得在你变成基督徒以后，神有没有轻看你的婚姻呢
？David Siegel and I had this great discussion because he was baptized like I was as an infant, and I just don't think he needs to get baptized, rebaptized.
我和 David 的两个人都是从小受洗的，我们觉得我们没有必要再受洗了。
So here's what's interesting: Do some of you who are only civilly married then do you need to get remarried religiously?Why or why not?
所以很多年以前，如果你们都是在民事上结婚的，现在你们变成基督徒以后，你们觉得你是不是还要在教会里再结一遍婚呢？
It's because I really believe that this issue and why people are emotional, it's not really about marriage or definitions. We've just proven that there are already distinctions and protections for whatever you want to believe and for whatever marriage setting that you want to believe. I go back to why Lorena introduced this. I believe that so much of this has to do with fear.And ignorance.
所以当我们在讨论今天的婚姻的问题的时候，很多时候实际上是我们要对付我们自己的恐惧和无知。
And the purpose of church is not to promote fear or hatred or suspicion. The church is about a call to action and love service for God.
教会是为了提倡爱的，而不是为了提倡仇恨和提倡无知。
So I want us to continue this intellectual, this theological.Discussion today, not with someone standing here preaching down. I really hope no one feels I'm preaching down on you on what you have to believe because I think I am the only one that can have the words of God.
请大家认为不要我在这里是今天对你们由上而下的说教。我今天只是在这里分享神的话语。
That's about fear, and people that do that can only pronounce things by power and authority when people are afraid.
当人们害怕的时候。人们就是看见了权威，他们就会感到害怕。
We each of us, listen to me on this, we each have a choice. God created you with a mind to think theologically, to be intellectual so that we can each do his work in our spheres of influence. I, as a minister, one of three ministers here, will not be able to win everyone around you. In your neighborhood, your workplace, your families, you were called to do this.
我们每个人实际上都有选择。当神拣选了你，你就是可以在你的职场、家庭和社区发挥作用，而不是我。我可以帮助你们扩大你们的影响圈，但是真正能够影响别人的人是你们自己和神。
And because you and because I are called separately to do this, people are watching you.
我因为成为牧师，所以很多人就看着我。
And all that Sister Wei, Pastor Song, and I can do is we can just help, we can coach, but we are not the sole people doing the work. Together, we can have God empower us to do something more than ourselves.
作为牧者团队的一员，我跟徐威还有张牧师，实际上我们可以帮助大家和带领大家做有影响力的事情，而真正能够影响别人的是各位自己。
I have a friend who has very high blood pressure, and I can tell just every time I see his forehead, there's a vein that pops and pulsates. I told him last week, or every time I know he's at Walgreens or a grocery store, I said, go get your blood pressure checked. If you don't want to go see a doctor, just go get one of those like blood pressure checks, you know, by the pharmacy.
我有一个血压高的朋友，他每次一血压升高的时候，他的额头就青筋暴露，所以我就跟他讲说，你应该去找你的医生来检查你的血压。
When he did the blood pressure test, it was really high. He was off the charts high.
当他去检查的时候，他发现他的血压已经高到已经在表的以外了。
I'm going to ask a series of questions, continue to ask questions, so that these questions can help us where there's confusion, show us why there is anger,And hopefully, through the confusion, still see the love of Christ in all of this, which we can cling to, guide us, mold us, shape us, be a model for us.
当我们有怨恨、有愤怒的时候，希望神的爱能够带领我们在里面，能够分辨出什么是神所喜悦的，能够让我们能够呢让我们明白如何如何在里面能够寻到神的心意。
I asked Deaconess Lay to help me with the word coerce. Do we have a good translation for that for Chinese?
强迫，强迫。
What is that?
Force.
Force.
Via authoritative.
Okay, perfect.
Means.
Okay, so this is what I call the coerce versus convince spirituality check.
所以这里就是一个强迫的概念。
First question, do you believe that you can coerce someone else into your beliefs? I ask, what effect will this have on your relationship with them?
你认为你是不是可以强迫什么人来相信你的信仰呢？你觉得当你强迫他们的时候会产生什么影响呢？
Second check, do you believe that you can impose your beliefs on those outside of the church or to those within the greater body of Christ called denominations or the greater church, capital C, who also do want to treat and respect the Bible as authoritative?But they read it differently. I'm going to continue in this in English, and the sister, Deaconess Lay can translate. For example, different denominations, our fellow brothers and sisters, believe differently on the topic of women in leadership and in ministry. Secondly, certain denominations do not approve of men with long hair. I didn't say women. I said men with long hair, because the Bible talks about it differently. Women with short hair, those that wear mixed fibers in their clothing, divorce, different amongst different denominations.
第二个问题是你认为你是不是可以向别人强制在教会以外你可不可以向别人强制你的信仰呢或者是各个不同的宗教的派别你是不是可以这样强制呢这些题目有比如说是妇女在教会中的服饰男生有长头发妇女有短头发以及那些穿着不同的材料的衣服或者是离婚这些话题
If or when we do this type of coercion, forced belief, it is a denial of choice for the other person who you are trying to reach, talk, communicate to. It is a denial of that other person's civil rights.
事实上是当你向别人强迫你认为对的事情强迫在别人身上的时候你实际上就是剥夺了别人的民事权利
I transition now into parents and youth and this is where some of this comes from As I've been here 3 years As I listen to some people communicate Communication starts with family patterns And how families communicate How you can learn to communicate at home Is how you communicate on the playground At school with respect to teachersIf someone doesn't respect the teachers, it's probably because they don't respect their parents.
一个青少年和家长在家里的沟通方式直接影响了这个孩子在操场上、在学校上、在学校里跟老师的沟通方式。当一个孩子对老师不尊敬的时候，很有可能他是从家里学来的这样一个方式。
You want to know why are you, if someone doesn't get along, 9 out of 10 times, if they don't get along with someone at school, it's because something's not right at the home.I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, but something's going on at home, and that's why they're not functioning well at school.
如果有的孩子在学校里有问题的话，那肯定是他在家里有这样的问题行为。
So I turn to this. Parents, what is the best parenting technique? You've been parents longer than I have. I only have a 4-year-old. Coercion or convincing your children to make the best decision?
家长们怎么样才是一个好的家长呢？你是想要强迫你的小孩呢，还是来说服小孩做一些事情
？I turn to not only the youth, but every one of us was a child of a parent at some point. Think back to when you were growing up. When you are coerced to do something, was that effective for you?
当我们自己还是一个小孩子的时候，当我们的家长强迫我们做什么事情的时候，果效如何呢？
Let me let the youth speak up. Youth, would you rather be convinced of something to do and have a calm discussion, or would you rather be forced and coerced into doing something? Youth, how many people would like the latter? Coercion, forced. Youth, how many people would like to have a discussion based on convincing? Raise your hands.
青少年，你们多少人喜欢有平静的讨论和对话？
I'm not saying what's right. I'm not saying what's wrong. I'm just saying, just listen to what is happening here.
这里面没有对错，我只是想让大家来听一听这里面发生了什么事。
So therefore, all Christians today, do you really believe in your heart of hearts that you can coerce society to believe what you believe?
所以，基督徒们，你认为你今天可以强迫这个社会来相信你相信的事情吗？
We go away from the way we were raised and our heritage. We go back to 2,000 years when God became a man. Did Jesus coerce people into this kingdom?
2,000 年以前，当耶稣来到这个世界上的时候，耶稣有没有强迫人来接受他的世界呢？
How did he convince people? Through hatred? Through debate? Through being right?Or through action, especially that of a servant, especially going to Calvary.
我们如何来说服别人呢？我们是通过跟别人争论来说服别人吗？
Because Christians, 2,000 years later, we have lost the ability to convince, influence society because of what we are against, not what we are for. And it's just too, there's nothing to sacrifice for anymore. Because life is easy for everyone once you make it to North America.
两千年以后，我们发现今天在北美的基督徒，我们已经失去了说服别人的能力了，因为这里的日子非常的容易，非常好过，我们已经没有这个能力去说服别人了。
And when things are easy, things like hate groups spring up. I'm not going to read what the next slide said. It speaks for itself. I don't even like the word, but just take a look at this next slide.Do we really want groups like Westboro Baptist to represent Christianity?
我们没有能力去说服别人，是因为我们心里有很多的反对的东西，有很多仇恨的东西。那这个幻灯片上是说有一个教会叫Westboro 这样一个浸信会的教会，这个教会是以他的仇恨闻名的。
While we still need to love.These people who have been blinded by hate, like the misguided Westboro Baptist folk, we also need to have a real compassion and love that Jesus has for all people. In this case, the object of hate for Westboro Baptist.
这个受浸会教会的人，他们被误导，他们成为一个有仇恨的一群人，而他们现在活跃在美国。
And this introduces.The hard one I get to, which is four or five acronym, let's just say LGBTQ people. Because this next picture is targeting LGBTQ people, a group of people. Does this picture, do you only think about the person here holding the sign? Or do you think about the people that this man and his people are against?
这个照片是这个教会的，刚才这个 Kansas 教会的这个一个人，他举起一个牌子说，上帝仇恨同性恋男人，如果这个同性恋男人死的话，上帝就笑了。这是一个他们的在网上流传的一张照片，这个他用到了一个叫 LGBT 的这么一组人，是这些教会的人最仇恨的人，是 LGBT 的这些人。
Does this picture, how many people does this picture raise an emotion in you?
你觉得这张照片能不能引起你心中的一些情感？
See, it's not everybody. Like, he's trying to claim that he represents Christians in saying that God hates. And I know that this...picture, it has an issue for God.
这个人想成为所有基督徒的代言，他想说是神
It's not one of
同性恋的男人.
It's not one of humor. It's not an emotion of humor for God. It's not one of debate for God. It's one of sadness for God.
对神来说, 这不是一个可以值得争辩的事, 这是一个非常让人伤心的事情.
So while we feel sorry for these people and we have to forgive Westboro Baptist, if we don't have a different model, if we don't have a different action plan, if we don't have a different statement from our church, then we just get lumped into that. And so that's why you and I need to let our actions of compassion and service be louder than their hatred.
我为这个教会, Westboro 这个教会的人, 充满仇恨的这样的一个行为和组织, 感到特别的伤心。 但是呢, 如果我们作为基督徒的教会, 如果我们不用我们的行为和我们的仁爱 来和我们的服饰 来做出更好的事情的话, 那么我们也很容易, 充满了这样的仇恨。
More questions. Do you believe that lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender men and women are made in the image of God?
下一个问题, 你是不是相信, 同性恋的男人和同性恋的女人, 以及双性恋, 以及, 变性人, 他们是, 从神的影像造的呢?
I want you to personally think about that for 10 to 20 seconds.
请大家想一想, 你是不是认为这个组, 这群人, LGBT这一群人, 他们是按照神的形象造的呢?
And I'm going to answer this. I'm going to say that yes, no matter if you believe that it is a sin, all people are made in the image of God.
我想说的回答是是的, 因为不管你是不是有罪, 所有的人都是按着神的形象做的。
Are we going to, RCCA, listen to what I'm saying, because you have two choices. Are you going to just, are you going to think narrowly and just marginalize and ignore a group of people that you just think say they're sinners? Or are you going to think broader and discern a broader ethic, a broader principle of how God wants us to relate to LGBTQ image bearers of God?
磐石教会的会众, 我们可以很狭隘地想, 我们可以把这些人边缘化, 你可以把这些人归为罪人, 但另一方面, 你也可以, 从广义地想, 你是想说神是不是想用他的爱 让我们对这些人有宽容之心, 把他们也包容进来呢?
Do you have any lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender friends? Why or why not?
请问大家, 下个问题是, 你有没有同性恋的, 男女的朋友, 你认识的, 双性人, 变性人, 在你的周围呢? 你有没有这样的朋友?
And I'm going to say that as a pastor and as a minister of Jesus Christ, I'm saying that you should.
作为, 一个教会的, 牧师, 我在想说, 你应该有这样的朋友。
Man, I wish you could pay to see the view I have right now. I have people snickering right now.
我希望大家能看到我看到的。
I have people disagreeing, shaking their heads, and that's fine.
我看到大家不同意我, 没有问题。
My job is to tell you that as a pastor, you should.
我的工作是告诉大家,
because what reason would you have not for them to be your friends?
我的工作是告诉大家, 并没有理由说你不应该跟这些人交朋友。
The entire direction, the entire trajectory of the Bible, if we want to argue Bible right now, is that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it moves away from unequal power hierarchies between men and women, between Jews and Gentiles. Remember this thing called slavery? Between masters and slaves, toward liberation for the oppressed and equal status for the oppressed and the oppressor.
整个一个圣经从旧约到新约的轨道是这样的, 渐渐的就是远离了不平等的等级制度, 实际上是一开始是, 男人和女人的不平等, 后来是犹太人和外邦人的不平等, 后来是, 主人和奴隶的不平等, 这样整个圣经的轨道是慢慢的走向了一个, 平等和, 被压迫人和压迫人的平等。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 18, this is where we have Jesus beginning, kicking off his ministry. And he says in the town that he's rejected by, remember, he was born in a poor town, not in a palace or a kingdom. He was not born Caesar, he was born in a lowly manger. When he's born in this town where he's from, he says in the special part of the Bible, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down.
我们的主耶稣基督他以最卑微的形象来到人间，他不是诞生在豪华的宫殿里面，而是在最最卑微的马槽里。他被他所出生的这个镇上的人所不接受。他在那个路加福音四章十八节说到，耶稣这样说道：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我的，差遣我的，可能 recognize this， 被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压迫的得自由，报告神纳税人的喜年。”
Was Jesus given a standing applause after this passage? I say it's a passage, but he gave a speech. Was he given a standing applause after this?
当耶稣基督说了这一句段话以后，有没有人给他掌声？
What happens right after this? Those of you that are like real Bible thumpers, what happens after this passage?
路加福音这段话他说完以后发生了什么事情？
He's rejected for what he says.
他因为说的这些话而被人拒绝。
And Jesus continues to respond with love and with action. He then continues his public ministry. He hangs out and affirms those who've been marginalized by society. The lepers, the prostitutes, the sinners.
在他讲了这些话以后，耶稣继续被民众拒绝，但是耶稣继续跟那些被社会边缘化的人传福音。那些人可能是妓女，可能是犯罪的人，可是耶稣继续和他们在一起。
So I go back to this.That sure sounds like some people that are marginalized. Whether you agree right or wrong against LGBT, these people are being marginalized by society. So you have a choice whether you want to engage or disengage.
所以对于这些 LGBT 这一群人来说，他们很显然是被社会边缘化的人。现在你有这样的一个选择，是你想跟他们有一定的交流还是没有？
The year was 1984.
1994年。
I was 10 years old.
我只有10岁。
I went with my dad. Our church was growing. We went to a college retreat. Our college retreat was 3 times the size of this church right now. We had about 200 people at this winter retreat for our church.
我们去了一个冬天的退休会。我爸爸带着我在这个大学的退休会里面大概有200多个人来参加。
Now, the only way I could spend time with my dad, because at home is all females. My sisters, my mom, my grandmother. So...I want to go hang out with the boys. I go hang out with my dad.
我在家里都是我的姐姐妈妈都是女性。我想跟我爸爸在一起的时候，我就很高兴能够有这个机会和我爸爸单独在一起。
At the retreat, there was a young man named Lawrence.
在这个退休会上有一个年轻人，他叫劳伦斯。
He was the first gay man I'd ever met in my life.
他是我这生认识的第一个同性恋男生。
On the last night of the retreat, in front of everybody.He confessed that he was in love with his roommate.
在这个大学的退休会的最后一天的见证会上，劳伦斯跟大家分享说他爱他的一个同屋。
I was sitting next to my dad, 200 of us around a campfire. I looked at my dad like, what does that mean?
我只有十岁，在篝火旁，我看着我的爸爸说，这什么意思呢？
My father actually should have been on the side of hate, right?The typical minister against a gay person, cover my ears, walk me away, or tell, you know, this person to sit down. But, you know, he let Lawrence tell his story.
我爸爸从传统意义上来说，他是一个传统的基督徒，他应该是一个捍卫传统的人。他照理应该是说把我的耳朵捂起来，不让我听，但是他并没有这样做。
I can tell you, my dad is not on the side of hate. And at the same time, too, He's very careful with subject matter, but he is definitely not accepting of the lifestyle.
我的爸爸并没有仇恨，他对处理这些问题他比较谨慎，他并不接受这样的一个生活方式。
But what I saw that night was as Lawrence told the story, there was no hate, there's no stone throwing as there was in the New Testament. There was people that agreed to disagree. There was people that loved him.There's people that said, you have a place in this church. And at 10 years old, that made a huge impression on me. So some of you that are shaking your heads, wanting to debate with me afterwards, I want you to listen about, I hope your kids are going to grow up in a home of love, because this was a test of a church community and the values that we stood for based on Jesus.
作为一个十岁的儿童，那天晚上我看到的是劳伦斯平静分享了他的性取向，但是他并没有被加以实行，他也并没有被羞愧，他只是大家允许他讲完以后，在一个平静的环境里面，我听到了这样一个事情，你们可以不同意我的观点，但是也欢迎你们会后跟我讨论。但是我想说的事情是，在根据圣经里，爱应该是所有事的基准。
We each have a choice to love and accept the people around us, even if we disagree. Number two story.
即便你不同意这些人的行为，你依然可以接纳这些人以及包容这些人。第二个故事。
The greatest influence in my life growing up in high school was our youth director.
第二件事情是我在高中的时候，我们有一个青少年牧师。
This single-handedly, I have seen Peter lead 20, 30 people in a single setting, in a single night to Jesus.
我见过 Peter 这样青少年牧师，他在一个晚上带领了20-30个人信主。
Peter was one of my greatest mentors that I've ever had. He had a great impact on me in my high school years, really shaped me for kingdom values.
Peter 对我的人生的影响很大，他是我的导师。
In college, he disappeared from the church. Overnight, he was disbarred from the church, and the church shamed him. He was kicked out of the church because Peter was gay.
我在读大学的时候，这个青少年牧师就被教会解聘了，因为他宣布出柜。
I think of Peter's parents, Hamburg and Mary. They were small group leaders, biggest small group in the church, publicly shamed by the church.
Peter 的父母 Hamburger 和玛丽这两个人，他们当时带领着我们教会最大的华文坛团契，他们都被别人躲避着，他们非常的羞愧。
What was the difference between Peter and Lawrence? I mean, this is the same church, right? Same church, different congregations.
这同一个教会 ，Lawrence 和彼得，他们都是同一个教会，是不同的聚会场所。他们有什么不同的地方呢
？This was the older group, the older congregation that now judged and condemned Hamburg and Mary, the parents of Peter.
这个彼得所在的这个情况是，是更加年长一些的人。
Man, that sounds like a loving community, doesn't it?
哇，好像听起来这个年长一点的这个社区好像是一个，不是特别有爱的社区啊。
Even though at this point, out of the 43 deacons we had, I had seen deacons have affairs and then accepted by the church because of their status. Even though I'd seen business people in our church cheat people in their business dealings, but because of their special status and their donations to church, they could get away with it. Even though I'd seen one of our elders, we had four elders, one of the four elders, I knew that their child had an abortion, and no one cared because that particular elder was powerful and he could do whatever he wanted.
我所成长的那个大教会有很多的执事，是一个很多人执事组成的一个大教会。我亲眼所见的是有些执事有婚外情，但是他并没有受到惩罚。而且我也见到有很多做生意的会众，他们做了不诚实的事情，有欺骗行为，但是因为他们给教会捐了很多钱，他们也没有受到惩罚。我甚至见到我们有一个执事，他的小孩做了流产，然后他依然在教会里面做一些判断的事情，有很多的骄傲，这些人都没有受到大家的边缘化和惩罚。
Something is wrong with that kind of picture of church.
对于这样的教会来说，有些事情是不对的。
It does not look like the face of Jesus.
并不像耶稣基督想要我们所有的信仰。
And so here's where it is. I have to give up my ideal that churches wear the face of Jesus, that we should try to, because we've been impacted with that, that even earthly governments cannot wear the face of Jesus. There's only one thing that can, and it's going to be the kingdom of God.
当神的国降临的时候，它是显示着基督的面孔，而是地上的政府和地上的教会都没有办法显示 耶稣基督的面孔。
I'm going to go through the next few slides just to put up there real quick. You can follow along with the translation. So I firmly believe that when the kingdom of God is manifested, that is when you will see the face of Jesus. This has never been true of any earthly government or power. Go through history, go through scripture. Anyone can debate me if they want afterwards. What has happened when an earthly government declares that they have the voice of God, that God is on their side? We have things in the Bible, fallen kingdoms, sinful leaders, sinful kingdoms in the Old Testament. We have captivity to the dominion of the old Roman Empire. From history, you have the Crusades. You have slavery. We've had racism for 150 years, and to this day, it's still around, even if we pretend that it doesn't exist.
对于地上的政府和教会来说，当我们宣告一个国堕落的时候，那从从圣经里面我们可以看到这样的故事，那是堕落的王国，有罪的领袖，然后呢是整个城被掳，整个城的人被掳。从历史上来说，我们可以看到十字军，也看到奴隶制，也可以看到种族歧视。
I submit to you Colossians chapter 1, verse 21, the main last part there underlined. The Apostle Paul says that we have to become servants. I'm going to fast track to the next slide, which is this. God's model, I submit to you, has been a servant model kingdom, where greatness is measured not by which political party is in power or which president that we have. Biblical greatness is measured by sacrifice and service. There are no enemies, us against them, because as Christians, we are meant to accept and embrace everyone.
Paul 引用了哥罗西书一章21-23节的句子，在这里，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他藉着耶稣基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去。
Think about this before we go into communion. Why was Jesus not born in the finest palace, whether it be in China or in Rome?
为什么耶稣基督没有生在最最宏伟的宫殿里面，或者是罗马的宫殿里面，或者是中国的宫殿？
Why does the New Testament address Jesus as the chief servant of all?
为什么在新约里面，圣经说神是所有仆人中的最大的？
Why was Jesus willing to die a sinner's death on Calvary? Why did Jesus endure shame and suffering for all sinners?
请大家思考说，为什么耶稣基督能够在骷髅地里为我们这些罪人死？
Because only Jesus can reconcile all things, all people, all sinners because of what he has done in the ultimate act as a servant. I get it. I get that many of you are angry at the SCOTUS and the ruling.But what are you going to do with that personal anger?
另外思考的是为什么耶稣基督为我们这些罪人承担了这么多的羞辱和苦难？那是因为当大家在思考的时候，我就想跟大家讲说，当我们大家被愤怒充满的时候，我们实际上并没有很好的来思考我们如何来处理我们这样的一些愤恨和怨气。
Imagine how you could serve if you released some of that anger today.
如果你今天能够释放一些怒气的话，你可以服侍得更好。
Do you really need to be right all the time? Is it really that fun to win arguments?
你是不是特别好争辩？你觉得争辩赢了以后很有意思？
I close with this question. How will we RCC gain any respect from this community if we don't love them as fully as God does?
神爱世人，我们磐石教会如何从社区中获得尊敬，如果我们不能像神一样来爱我们周围的人。
We're going to transition to communion, and I ask you guys, because I can already tell, a lot of the good discussions and family dinner tonight, small groups, I encourage you to have positive discussion in these settings, small groups, families, even if viewpoints are different, and I pray that we will be loving and respectful. Amen?
今天晚上如果大家有机会一起看足球和小组聚会以及家庭分享的时候，我希望大家能够平静的有智慧的来探讨这些问题，而不要陷入一个指责的和愤怒的怪圈中。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Short prayer. God, we thank you for the celebration of Independence Day and the freedom that you give to each of us in this country.
亲爱的耶稣，亲爱的天父，我们真的是感谢你，给让我们能够来庆祝独立日，以及你给予我们的自由。
Amen.
Amen.